Hey, Chevra, this past Shabbos Kodesh, we lost a very, very big tzaddik. Past Erev Shabbos Kodesh, we lost Rav David Feinstein, Zeichus Adipesh Baruch. And this past Erev Shabbos Kodesh, we lost Rabbi Dr. Sir Lord Jonathan Sachs. And you know, we've spoken before at this table. And the name of a person is his mahus, is his essence, is his character trait, is his abilities, is his koiches. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu had to have 10 names. Kodesh Baruch Hu has Allah Shemos. Rabbi Sachs was giving all these titles. Clearly, it meant that he encompassed something very special. And those who understood and learned from him and grew from him. So, Mamish, he was somebody. But not only was a big Talmid Chacham and a Baal Yerushalayim and an Oyev Yisrael and the Hanivas to learn from the Tzaddikim in incredible ways. If you want to understand who he was, I would suggest just go online and watch. There's so many Shirim, but exactly 9 years ago now, he was the keynote speaker at the Shluchim Convention. This Shabbos, this Sunday, would have been the Shluchim Convention. 9 years ago, they're having it virtually, but he was the keynote speaker. I've been by that dinner many times. It's Mamish Meinol Mahaba, but he was the keynote speaker. Go watch that speech. It's life-altering. Life-altering. Just go and just press on the Chves Nish. All you have to just press, just put in Google Rabbi Jonathan Sachs Shluchim. It will come up. So I wanted to share a Torah from Rabbi Sachs. We'll tie it into the parish as well. And it's a Torah from that speech, actually. It's a Torah from that speech. But you know, in this week's Parsha, in Chayei Sarah, we lost Avram and Sarah Imenu. And the Torah emphasizes, by both of them, that they lived full, incredible lives. As the repetition of Shnei Chayei Sarah at the end of the first pasuk about Chayei Sarah, as we know, Kulon Shavim L'Toyva. But if you look at the end of the parasha of Avram Avinu, when talking about his years, it says these were the years that Avram lived. Asher Chayei is repeated, that he lived. It's also repeated. Just like Shnei Chayei Sarah is repeated, Asher Chayei is repeated. And it's telling us that they lived complete lives. But it's interesting. We know they were so focused on giving, Echlasas Orchim. Clearly, they weren't learning as much as they could have, perhaps. You know, when you're involved in Kiruv, when you're involved in giving to others, when you're involved in Chesed, that takes away from your ability to just have this boidus with Hashem and to learn as much and be Amal B'Torah as much. One might think that should take away from their lives. But the Torah is telling us, Chas V'Shalom, Kul and Shavu L'Toiva. Every moment is a gem. When you give to another, there's no greater activity you can be involved in. And your light just shines more. And Rabbi Sachs explained that in the following Gemara, and it's kedai to say this Gemara also as we prepare for this Shabbos Mavarchim Chodesh Kislev, and we're getting closer and closer. We're in Shloshim Yom Kodesh L'Chag, the Hail Giyanta, the Licht Giyanta of Chanukah, Habalein L'Toiva. The Gemara in Daf Chav Beis in Shabbos tells us there's a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, "Ein madlikin miner liner," that you're not allowed to use one candle to light another candle. Shmuel Omer madlikin, you could use one candle to light another candle in Chanukah. Meaning not the shamish, that's what we use, but not to use one of the candles to light another candle. Or really, he's talking about as well, Neres Shabbos. Same discussion. And what's the reason? The Gemara explains, time of the Rabbi Shum to come machish mitzvah. Rav says you can't use one candle to light another candle. You can't use one candle to light another candle by Ner Shabbos and perhaps by Ner Chanukah, we could say. Because it's going to diminish the mitzvah. A little oil is going to spill out. Wax is going to be used up. You're going to be mevazeh, disgrace the first mitzvah a little bit. The first candle. Shmuel says you can. And the Gemara right here tells us, Komili Demara Vikarav. In every place is a machlekes Rav Shmuel, we go like Rav. Levar mehani tzlas David kishmul. Besides, for three plays we go like Shmuel, and this is one of them. We paskin like Shmuel. We paskin like Shmuel that you're allowed to light one candle with another candle, and that you're not therefore going to diminish the chashivas of the first candle. That's how we paskin. Rabbi Sachs looked at 6,000 shluchim, and he said to them, "You, each and every one of you, you've taken your light, your candle, and you're going to light other candles. You're not learning as much as you could learn. Some of you are not even davening with a minyan, and you're going to be mekarev and mashpi on others." Because we paskin like Shmuel. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zecher Tzadik HaShivracha taught us, and we light the soul of another Jew, our light does not be diminished, our light only gets greater and bigger. And that was Avram and Sarah for sure, who were teaching Torah to the world. And that's the way each and every one of us needs to be. We don't live for ourselves. Vada, we have to be learning and davening and building ourselves, but so that we're this overflowing kais that can be mashbi on others as well, and give to others as well. And realize that when we take out of our time to give to others in Torah, in Chesed, in whatever way that we can, in no way that does it diminish us in one drop, it adds to who we are. Our light will only burn brighter. That's how we paskin, that's how we live our lives. And that's how we're a ben of Avram and Sarah, who taught us what Chesed is. And let's live our lives in such a manner, in such a way. Derech Eretz Kadma L'Torah. Derech Eretz Kadma L'Torah. We've said this before. Sefer Bereishis that we're learning has a grand total of three mitzvos: Bris Milah, Puravu, and Gid Anasha. There are 613 mitzvos. It's so disproportional. Makes no sense. There should be 121, 122 in each of the five books of the Torah. Three! Because this Sefer teaches us Derech Eretz. We read the stories of the Avos, the Imos, the Shvatim, how to act, how to choose a wife, what to look for, what Chesed. Derech Eretz Kadma L'Torah. And that's what we need to embody. We need to be giving people, caring people, doing for others, putting others above ourselves. And that's Chus. As Hashem, all this Torah will be a big Chus for the Neshama of Rabbi Sachs, who they're still in the middle of the Shiva. To learn from that lesson of his and help bring the Gula Shleim with the Shechkeinu b'mehiru b'meinu. Have a Heilige Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabb